Matthew 5. Let's do the King James guy. I believe where I want to start. Ye have heard that it has been said. That's what it was said. Thou shalt love thy neighbor how? And hate thy enemy. But I say, this is Jesus talking. If Jesus is talking, it's God talking, because Jesus is the living word. But I say unto you, love your enemy. And bless them that what? And do good to them that, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Now let's go to, I said that the last one. Let me go to the one, Romans chapter 12. That I can get there better with this. Romans chapter 12. 12. I think it's 19 or 20. Let me see. Maybe. And I want to read this one in the Passion. Okay. Let me see which one. Make sure I got it. let's see where. Okay. Romans 12:20. You got it? It's the Passion. And if your enemy what? Hunger, do what? Buy as much. I ain't getting that sucker nothing. No, that's not love. Love will buy as lunch. If your enemy hunger, buy as lunch. Win him over with how? With what? Kindness for. Your what? Your surprise and generosity will awaken his conscience. You're getting born again. And God will reward you with favor. But if you're going to try to get even with him, you ain't going to win him. You're going to have a feud going on and on and on. But if you buy his lunch, oh, Lord, do something good for him. You know he didn't deserve it. She didn't deserve it. But you go ahead and do it anyway. You're going to knock that wall now. And the door is wide open. And the Lord can just suck him right on in. Glory to God. Come on, Usher. Hallelujah. Amen. So love's way is what? God's way. And it is the best way. So what are we going to do? We're going to love one another. Love your family. Love your children. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love your husband. Love your wife. Love each other. Love your fellow believer. Don't you let yourself hear words coming out of your mouth talking about your fellow believer. I don't care if they don't go to the same church you go to. Did you hear me? I don't care if the skin color is different. Don't you let your mouth. We just heard from the word that we are to love, not only love our fellow believers, but we are to love our enemies, right? Hallelujah. May we stand. Father, tonight we love you. Thank you for your great love. Ooh, what a mighty God you are. We were messed up, Lord, and you knew we were. But I'm so glad that you didn't leave us like that. You gave us yourself. And that was your love. Made us like unto yourself. And brought us and made us one with you. You and Jesus, one with the Lord. And we are called the body of Christ. Lord, thank you. Now help us to walk in the light of who we are while we're here on this earth, that we can influence others to come into the family, that we can live a life that would be pleasing to you, that others will see the goodness, your goodness, and not hate, mean, and violent, and selfishness, but they'll see the goodness of God. And they'll be drawn. I thank you. Now, Lord, thank you for your promised blessing in our lives. That's why we give. And they that have released what was in their hand, Lord, I just bring it before you. To speak words because you say that's how things happen. What we believe, we speak. And when we speak them, you said they'll come to pass because you told us we could have what we say. So I say blessing on this seed. You said you'll multiply. Lord, we expect this seed to be multiplied just like you said. And that you call increase to come in our lives and that we don't live on the other side of the increase, but in the middle of it, in the overflow of it. That we lack nothing, we need nothing, and we come short of nothing. But we live in the overflow. So we thank you right now as we speak. Power is being released and our seed is growing and increasing right now. Advancing the kingdom and causing increase to come back to us. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you thanks. And we say it's done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And you are dismissed. Mr. Tyrone, let me holler at you a second, sir.